Chapter 22, Meeting Lily. Weaving around the filthy slush on the narrow sidewalks, Kylie and Misha headed up Beach Street, the main drag in Chinatown, toward Lily's Bubble Tea. The street was lined with restaurants, bakeries, and herbal stores that displayed exotic-looking dried plants in rows of glass jars. Even in the late morning, the air was thick with the aroma of soy sauce and garlic and was awakening Kylie's appetite. She paused momentarily, gazing hungrily at the bakery windows with the glazed fruit-top pastries inside. The closer they got to Lily's Bubble Tea, the louder her blood pounded in her ears. By the time they arrived at its bubblegum-pink door just a few moments later, her pulse was roaring like the ocean in her ears. Kylie held Misha back with her arm. "Wait, what are we going to say?" He shrugged and looked skyward as if the answer was up there. Kylie waited and noticed an old Chinese man leaning against a restaurant wall across the street, apparently reading a newspaper. After a long moment, Misha said, "I think we first see who's there. It's a small place, but they may have a back room. If Lily's in there, we just talk to her."
"Really? Just what do you think we're going to say? Hi, Lily. Do you have any good lethal viruses today?"
"Maybe we could say that we're from the newspaper and we're writing an article about bubble tea," Misha offered. "Do you have a notebook and a pen?" Kylie frowned at him as if he were an imbecile.
"No, and I'm sure that she'd see through that. She sounds pretty devious, but who knows? Yeah, I'm sure that she'd just love to discuss her bubble tea with you. Why don't you try it? Do you have a recording app on your phone?"
"Yeah, I do. I could take pictures of Lily, too, and say it's for the article."
"Oh, of course. For a smart guy, you're a dork. Look, I was just kidding. I don't think she'd fall for that. And I'm positive that she's not going to want you to take her picture. She's too shrewd."
"That word shrewd, it's like the word shrew. Maybe related. I'm still not super great with English. I had it in school growing up, and it's gotten better, but there's still lots of words I don't know."
Kylie laughed. "Your English is good, but yes, they might be related. Based on her divorce, I'd say that she's both."
"Okay, whatever we do, I think that you should do the talking," said Misha.
"I thought you were going to go in there first and scope it out."
"Yeah, but your English really is so much better. We make a good team, yes?"
"I think you're just scared," teased Kylie, enjoying the crack in his bravado.
"Me? No way. I just think that we should do it together. You ready?"
"I don't know. I think we should call Stuart and tell him where we are, just in case there's a problem."
"Kylie, it's you who's chicken shit. If we call Stuart, he's just going to tell you to leave."
"So? What if I am chicken? You don't seem to understand that this is very serious. Not to mention that since yesterday, I've already been kidnapped and escaped. Then my apartment was ransacked, and I had a wild car chase with an FBI agent. I don't really have the stomach for any more." She wasn't ready to mention what happened with Emil.
The man across the street glanced up from his paper and then down again.
"I'll tell you what," she added. "You go in there. If you're so brave, and if you don't come out, I'll call Stuart."
"Ha! No problem. Just in case I get killed, I have to do this before I die." He leaned in and kissed Kylie, his mouth a warm surprise on her lips. She slightly lost her balance, but he wrapped his arm around her back and held her firm. She liked his clean scent of soap, and his kiss was both warm and electric. She astonished herself by leaning into him and enthusiastically kissing him back, until she remembered where she was and what they were about to do. She broke away. Had she lost her mind? "God, nothing like using a situation to your advantage," she said, pushing him away, shaken. She had to admit that she liked his kiss, like tasting a small piece of dark chocolate that left her wanting more. Well, given the right circumstances, she might find his overactive case of testosterone pretty hot. But there was no time to think of that now. "Go," she commanded, but she realized that her voice sounded a bit more flirtatious than authoritative.
"Okay, okay, now I can die a happy man," he said. As he smiled, his cheeks dimpled.
Kylie gave him a little shove towards the door,
and noticed the man across the street glance up from his paper. He was definitely watching them, and she didn't like the feel of his scrutiny. Once Misha had gone inside, she pulled her phone from her pocket and called Stuart. She got his voicemail and left a message. "It's Kylie. Don't kill me, but I'm standing in front of Lily's bubble tea, and Misha just went inside. It looks like there's this old Chinese guy watching me from across the street. It's kind of giving me the creeps. I just thought you might want to know." The Chinese man took his phone out of his pocket. He stared at it as if waiting for it to ring. She fiddled with her own phone for a couple of moments, half watching the man and sneaking a few photos of him when he was reading. Occasionally, he looked up at her. She emailed his picture to Stuart with a caption, "This guy is acting suspiciously." After a few minutes, Misha still hadn't come out, but two Fords turned down Beach Street. One of them blocked traffic at the far end, parking the car across the intersection, and the other one sped down the street and parked in front of Lily's near Washington Street. The driver's side door opened and Janice got out. She ran towards Kylie, who was so relieved that she could have hugged Janice. A moment later, Kylie noticed the man with the newspaper making a call on his phone. He talked to someone, threw the paper on the sidewalk, and disappeared into the herb store. "Get in the car, Kylie," Janice yelled. "I thought you were told to stay out of trouble." "I called, didn't I?" "Yes, now get in the car and do not come out until I tell you." "Okay, fine. Misha's in there. You should know that he's carrying a gun just in case something happens." "Oh, that's just great," Janice said sarcastically and pointed to the car. "Now, Kylie." "All right, all right. By the way, did you see that guy across the street? He's been watching me. He just called someone and then went into that herb store." "Now, I'm not kidding," she screamed. Kylie panicked from the urgency of her voice and ran to the car. She climbed into the back seat and knelt so that she could see out the rear window. She watched Janice say something into her phone and then reach under her coat, probably for her gun. The determined glint in her eyes looked fierce. There was no doubt that she was in control. At the same time, an officer ran from the car down the block towards Lily's. Suddenly, there were four more men standing outside Lily's bubble tea, all wearing black suits, helmets, and carrying guns. Janice turned toward her squad and said something. She pivoted towards Lily's bubble tea and went inside, leaving the men on the sidewalk. Kylie had to help. If something happened to Misha, she would never forgive herself. Why had she given him such a hard time? It looked safe enough with so many agents running around. She didn't even know for sure if Lily was in there. So this could be a big fuss over nothing. She'd feel so foolish. But why hadn't Misha come out? She was desperate to know what was happening. She swung herself around on the seat, opened the car door, and hopped out. Hidden by the car, she casually strolled away, unnoticed. She reached a narrow street and turned, only to find an alley that ran behind Lily's. After she had passed a few dumpsters and back doors of some of the restaurants, she reached a wooden door with a pink stenciled sign above that read, "Lily's Bubble Tea." Loud, crashing sounds from a violent fight came from inside. A woman's shrill voice shouted, sounded hateful and shrill, but her actual words were muffled. She heard Misha's indistinct shouts too, and it didn't sound good. She had to help. She ran to the door.
"Freeze!"
Kylie heard Janice scream from inside just as the door opened. A beautiful Asian woman sprung outside. She stood about a foot from Kylie and was carrying a molded plastic cooler. Her red lipstick scowl, painted cat eyes, looked frightening, but her knee-length, bottle-green, boiled wool coat gave her a strangely stylish appearance. The color offset the blanket of black hair that draped down her back. In her thigh-high, spike-heeled boots over black tights, she was the same height as Kylie. Stumbling behind her was Misha. He had a bleeding gash on his forehead and his leather jacket ripped to shreds.
"She's got the virus in the cooler. Be careful," he yelled. Janice stood behind him. Her gun was drawn on Lily.
"Stay away, you Russian idiot," Lily hissed. Then she turned towards Kylie. holding the cooler in front of her like a shield. "Hello, Kylie. I'm Lily. I've been expecting you. Our mutual friend Jerry Fox and I have been watching you, and I understand you've been looking for me. You think you're the only one who knows things? It's not a good thing for you to do so much snooping. You should take better care of yourself. Too much snooping can be very unhealthy." She set the cooler on the ground between herself and Misha and secured it by stepping one high-heeled boot on top of the cover. Even in her stilettos, Lily's body was stable in what Kylie recognized as a perfectly balanced horse stance. Before Kylie could prepare for what she knew was going to be a serious fight, Lily extended her thumb and index and grabbed Kylie's larynx. Her fingers clamped down like a vise. Using just her deadly grip and the element of surprise, she slammed Kylie into the brick wall on the back of Lily's bubble tea as easily as if Kylie were a sheet of paper. The impact of Kylie's head upon the brick was horrific. She bit her lip to keep from crying out from the pain. Lily extended her index and middle fingers like chopsticks. Her fingernails were filed into long ruby-colored daggers, and she aimed them at Kylie's eyes in an attempt to blind her. As the daggers approached, Kylie shut her eyes and kneed Lily in the stomach. In the oof of Lily's astonishment, Kylie was able to loosen the deadly clamp from her throat with her elbow and hammer it up into Lily's chin. Misha pulled out his gun and slowly inched closer to Lily. As she stepped off the cooler, Lily whirled around as if she had eyes in the back of her head and kicked his face. She then kicked his gun to the ground.
"Suka!"
he swore in Russian, holding his jaw in shock. "Back off, Lily!" screamed Janice, who had run out of the back door and was aiming her gun at Lily's heart. "Leave the cooler, or I will shoot!" From deep in her muscle memory, Kylie recalled her punches, blocks, and kicks. She wound her hand into a mighty fist and delivered a blow underneath Lily's jaw. Lily staggered backward for a couple of steps. When Lily regained her balance, she snapped a perfect front ball kick with her spike heel onto Kylie's cheek. Kylie screamed in pain. She tasted the warm salt of her blood. Somehow her moves began flowing from muscle memory as easily as the rhythmic turns she'd made on her black diamond ski runs. Right, left, dodge, turn. She whirled a roundhouse kick into Lily's chest. "You are a nosy little bitch, Kylie. You think you're better than everyone, but you're going to die just like everyone else. You think I stole the virus so that you could take it? I don't think I'm better than everyone, but I'm better than you. You're an evil parasite." Lily whirled around, and the force of her kick from her momentum delivered a painful smash to Kylie's mouth. Kylie screamed with agony. Warm fluids gushed from her lip, and she realized that her front tooth was hanging by a thread. She looked down and saw her blood dripping onto her parka. While Janice shadowed Lily with her gun, Misha inched towards the cooler that was left unattended on the ground. As he reached for the handle, Lily turned and delivered another kick onto his head. He staggered backward as Kylie lunged towards the cooler. Lily spun around and, grunting, propelled Kylie's face into a metal dumpster. Kylie screeched from pain, but when she opened her eyes, she noticed that she had landed an arm's reach from the cooler. With her head reeling, Kylie stretched her hand the extra inch needed to reach the handle and grabbed it, using it to momentarily steady herself. If the cooler contained what Misha said it did, she had to prevent disturbing or releasing its deadly contents. With her head throbbing as if there were a pipe bomb exploding in her temples, she pushed the cooler into the melting snow to stabilize it. Woozy and confused, she shut her eyes, thinking perhaps she had hit a tree on the way down a mountain. When she opened them, she knew this was no ski accident. There was no mountain. There was only Lily standing defiantly over her. Misha leaned against the dumpster, panting. Kylie looked over at him and bugged out her eyes.
"Step back, Lily! This is your last warning!" shouted Janice.
Ignoring her, Lily turned to Kylie and spat her words. "Here, my little entrepreneur, you want what's inside? I'll give it to you, no problem. Still feeling dazed, Kylie pushed herself up to a seated position with her hands. From somewhere deep inside of her, her rage summoned a reserve of strength and a deep
ki
rose from her diaphragm. A shout that came out like a triumphant, explosive, ha! The sound was both guttural and fierce, surprising Kylie as she pulled her legs up underneath her into a squat and sprung at Lily. The force of her weight pushed Lily back a foot further from the cooler, but it was still within her reach. Lily lunged for it, just as Misha grabbed his gun from the snow. He held it steady on Lily. "Don't move," he yelled. Janice stepped closer to Lily, gun in hand. "Freeze, Lily! Step away from the cooler," she shrieked. "Come any closer and I'll open it. What's inside will melt you down like an ice cube in July." Lily picked it up and backed away towards the alley, holding the cooler out in front of her face like a shield. "You don't have that choice," said Janice. She sidestepped the right to get a better sight line and avoid shooting the cooler. Lily reached down in an attempt to open its lid. "Don't move!" Janice screamed and fired a round into Lily's heart. The acrid smell of gunpowder stung Kylie's nose. It was a surreal cloud, reminiscent of the air after 4th of July fireworks. Through it, she saw Lily sprawled in front of the dumpster. Blood quickly sopped through her green coat, creating a brown stain that spread across the front. Her threatening persona had melted into a lifeless but nasty rag doll. Her red lipstick scowl was frozen into a permanent grimace, and her legs flopped in front of her. One of her hands was still gripped around the handle of the cooler. Janice unclenched Lily's slender fingers, and they slid down to the melting snow, their jewel-like tips gleaming like her red blood that streamed into the snow. Some other officers rushed into the yard with their guns drawn, carefully picking up the cooler. Janice handed it to one of them. She doubled over and threw up in the snow. "Donaldson, take this down to the bureau and for God's sakes, be careful."
"You first?"
he asked Janice. She nodded, her face an unusual shade of pea green. She surveyed Lily laying in the snow. "That's a pity," said Janice. "It was a gorgeous coat." She stepped toward Kylie. "And as for you, I told you to stay in the car." Then, even though the blood gushed from Kylie's face, Janice hugged her.